This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, guys.
Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. Let's begin with this. Miley Cyrus and Chappell Roan are the favorites to play the next Super Bowl halftime show. Oh, we're already talking about this. Why?
She's the one that's like, she's from Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah.
Or like a drag queen.
I think she looks pretty naturally.
I haven't seen it. You know what?
Without all that makeup on. I think she's a very pretty girl.
As a normie.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, I don't think I've seen her with a lot of makeup.
A little stagey.
Did she go to the Gaffney High School? No, that's not right.
I don't know who Skibbity is, but maybe he went there.
I like Miley.
Oh, I looked up all that. It's a reference to something on the Fortnite. So these are definitely like high school kids,
I'm sure.
Or whatever.
Do the emotes.
Yeah, I don't see.
What's the motivation to do that as an adult? Unless somebody...
Same reason we used to call in like bomb scares and stuff. When it was illegal, you know, when it was okay to do that.
I never
when
it
was
did cool. That. That's dumb.
Yeah. I'd go to the Bijou, scream fire, you know.
No.
But don't think we're hackers because we don't know how to.
Don't know how.
I didn't know you could hack your Google.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Hmm. So they are tied for first place because people are taking like bets, I guess, on who's going to be the next one. Why are we talking? It's too early.
It won't be
anything
either one.
To bet on.
It will be neither because Jay-Z decides, right?
Oh, that's an excellent point. But that's a contract. I don't know when that ends. I don't know if he got a 10-year, 5-year, 3-year.
Well, here's some other
people. The big dogs are getting the 3-year deals, I heard.
Let me throw this out there, and this will never happen. People want Oasis to do that at 14.3%. Can you imagine?
Will not happen.
I haven't heard if their tour is still going to go off without a hitch.
I think there's some dates that were canceled. Christina Aguilera. Sabrina Carpenter also.
Now, see, that's one I could see because she's like the it, whatever.
Yeah, I guess maybe because she's top of mind. But speaking of losing bets, I forgot about this from earlier. You know, that's a lot of people would lay money on Wembanyama to win Defensive Player of the Year, Rookie of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's out for the year. He's ineligible for any award now. So some people bet a lot of money on that stuff, thousands, that are just out now because he has deep vein thrombosis. So he's done for the whole year.
And when did that happen?
They announced it, I think, yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah. Done.
Wow.
So people are like, oh, there goes all my money. Down the hole.
Yeah, but, I mean, a lot of times they'll come back. Like, Spencer Strider's going to come back better than ever. I know that's a different sport, but, I mean, like.
Good.
It doesn't always mean.
I just didn't know how serious it was. They're like, you can't play the medication you got to take, the blood thinners. Can't do anything athletic.
God, have you seen the new commercial for
because it's bruising.
Some medicine with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He has AFib.
Yep.
Oh God, I feel like he ain't gonna be around much longer. He looks
well. He had leukemia too, like off and on.
So feeble. And then when he, I think it was at the All-Star game, maybe his All-Star game, Magic Johnson went over to hug him, and he stood up. Oh, my God.
He had to catch him almost. Magic had to catch
him. Yeah. Oh. God.
Kareem's.
Big Lou.
Late 70s, right? I imagine somewhere in there.
Oh, yeah, without question.
Yeah, he's starting to have more health issues.
Yeah.
At least he's not V-fib or V-tac. That's worse. Yeah. His chest is open. They got a shock paddle his heart.
That was a song by Motley Crue.
It was.
Yeah.
Shock paddle my heart.
How did they get a residency? How? Vince Neil sounds awful. Is that why they got it? So people can go, hey, listen to Vince tonight.
Theirs is in April. Then Lenny, I would go see Lenny Kravitz.
I mean, at least he's kind of put together. You can understand him.
Well, it's like any, like when you go to Vegas, like, okay, the gambling, you know you're going to do that. But what else? Yeah. We're going to go to a magic show.
Well, yeah,
you Naked Cirque.
We're going to go to, what's the thing when you're supposed to take shrooms and go to?
The planetarium.
Chippendales?
No.
Chippendales?
Can't think of what it's called. It's the, you do acid, go to their show. Cirque.
How about we go somewhere and not do drugs?
Cirque du Soleil?
Yeah.
The circus?
I think that's the one you do acid at, or shrooms or something.
Yeah, they got the Naked Cirque out there. I was thinking like buffet and maybe like, you know, playing cards.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But it's like you'll go eat, like, for years, and I don't want to name any names, but we would go to a restaurant that you were paying out the wazoo to watch this family fight. It was the Hatfields and McCoys. They were fighting years after year after year.
Where is that?
Gallenberg.
Well, they got a different one now, right?
They do have I forget what it's called
now.
They
freshened it up a little bit.
It's like medieval times for rednecks, Paige.
Do they fight? That would be annoying because I would be like, can we?
Well, they changed the DP Stampede into like a pirate ship fight, right?
Yeah, pirates.
Something like
The Caribbean type thing.
I think it's Pirates of the Tennessee River.
You're kind of like going through this little thing, and they're shooting at each other.
It's like a whole show. They're like, you know, jumping off and.
See, I'd be like, I mean, pirates is good, but that's about it.
Why don't the pirates get together and say, "All right, guys, look, you're going to quit doing Indian mascots, and how about quit doing all ours? Yeah, One-eyed Willie." We're talking to you. Pittsburgh, talking to you.
Okay.
But we're talking to you.
Okay.
Porch Pirates, all of you.
One-Eyed Willie.
Arr!
That's like snipe hunting, right?
They get such a bad rap. Like, what's the worst movie you can go see in a theater? What's it rated?
Arr!
It's another shot at pirates.
Yeah, I see. All right, well, here.
Pirates.
You did mention
Why is it not pilots, like Pilates? It's Pirates.
Exactly. With too many double meaning words.
That's why if you come here and keep speaking your regular language, I'm like, I get it. I really do. Because English is not the easy one.
Like the word anal is anal. That's awful. But if you name your kid anal, I'm like, oh, that's kind of nice.
Or I know someone who used to work for, I thought it was canal insurance.
Uh-huh.
It's canal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Erie canal.
Doesn't sound right. Panama canal.
Mm-hmm. I think we're lost.
Paramount Canal.
All right, so
Panama Plus.
There's going to be a new James Bond movie in the works, but guess who's going to be? I know you've lost me on this one, definitely, because I love James Bond.
The last one wasn't that good. Skyfall is probably the best one of the new ones.
It's good.
He was good. People want Idris Elba to do it. He would be good.
Yeah, he would.
I thought he died.
No, he's still with us.
Oh.
Well. So billionaires,
Luther.
Who am I thinking of?
They're making all the decisions.
I don't know.
Big decisions these days. And guess who's going to be picking the next James Bond?
Simon Cowell.
No.
This is a D's Nuts joke, and I ain't falling for it.
Oh, is it D's Nuts, Paige? Still?
No.
Or D's Lips?
Not even
those
nuts.
Get my hair done. Why? What you doing?
Jeff Bezos. So Amazon made a deal to take over creative control of the James Bond franchise. Takes a lot of money to do that, I guess. And Jeff posted a screenshot of the story on Insta, along with the caption. Who would you pick as the next Bond?
I thought he was off Amazon completely. Like, nothing to do with the company. So I don't know why he would be picking, or he like... involved in the acquisition.
Is it really him? I was also thinking of Chadwick Boseman. Rest in peace.
Oh, yeah.
So.
He is buried
Daniel
here.
Daniel Craig retired from his role in 2021 with No Time to Die. So
I always thought Statham would have been good at that, too. Like, naturally really good at that.
I like
him. He's a pimp. Yeah. Like, he is an all around pimp. His wife's a pimp. He's a pimp.
They're all pimps.
His kid's a pimp. He's just a pimp.
I appreciate the compliment.
I know. He's got, like, I want to hear him mad scream.
Yeah. Like, a manly drive. Like, the creepy man voice. I don't know why.
Can David Blaine raise his voice?
I don't think it's possible.
Call David Blaine's kids to dinner. Supper's ready.
Can you please get David Blaine on the show?
David Jr., it's time to come in.
Can't hear you, Dad. What'd you say?
In the words of the great Nutty Professor, I'm going to throw this knife between the crack of your ass.
Why don't you bend over, Dad, and I'll make this fist disappear?
Oh, God. Why don't you all come to dinner and eat right now?
Dad, Chadwick Boseman's dead.
Oh, I know. It's
good. His last movie, I just saw, 21 Bridges. I didn't think it was that bad.
He was a really good actor. It's a shame that he had
such a shock that nobody knew what he was going through.
I know. That's the thing. It brings me back to that. It's like he carried that. I mean, God, you kept it together and kept making movies and stuff while you knew you were dying. You didn't tell anybody because you didn't want to ruin their life. Mm-mm. That's a bold move, man.
If I'm dying, I'm going to tell you.
I know. I want, like, a parade. I want, like, a big-ass draft night again.
I think I'd keep it quiet for my family and not have them worry.
I'd keep it quiet for you, but I want my flowers.
Right.
And just have them come see me in the hospital on my deathbed, and then they were like, oh, we can't make it. We've got other things going on.
Wow. That's awful. Hilarious, but awful.
It's true. All right.
Woe is you.
No, I'm just saying how people are these days. If you just say, I need you to come to the hospital. Well, I got some.
I got can't
how
really.
How sick are you really?
How sick are you really?
I'm seeing Jim Gaffigan.
Like, I'm in the hospital. That's how
I'm
sick
dying.
I am.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
All right. So some of the names thrown out there. Aaron Taylor Johnson. James Norton from Happy
Jim
Valley.
Norton?
James. No, James Norton from Happy Valley and Idris Elba in the mix.
Okay. Yeah, he was that was a real popular pick. But then, like, Henry Cavill, he'd be a good one. He's early 40s. He's about old enough to do
aren't
it.
You kind of
he's kind of Jesus sexy. I like him.
I was expecting them to change it to, like, a woman, like No Doubt. Not like the band, No Doubt.
Like Fortune Feimster, somebody would do it.
Some kind of thing like that, just to the way the Hollywood kind of thing goes, you know.
I want to see a Jim Norton James Bond now. I think I'd like that.
Yeah,
he could put on an accent. Be a little smaller Bond, but you know.
Is he your Captain America?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Captain America is very handsome.
Not my Red Hulk. How about that?
Not my Red Hulk. I no kidding.
Red Hulk. Do we need a Red Hulk?
You can't have red skins, but you can have Red Hulk. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Are we going to have Red Hulk versus Green Hulk for Ultimate Hulksy?
Yeah, and what does that even mean?
Hulkery.
Hulkster.
What was the Gray Hulk? I never heard of that one.
That's the way it started. I think because it was harder for them to have green ink in
the
comic.
The Hulk
all right, talk all over me.
I'm sorry. I had a question. Apologize.
Hey, buddy.
First name Phil, last name Lee Buster.
She's running on low sleep.
That's true. Why don't you go ahead and doze this last 30 minutes?
Oh, no.
All right, we will take a break. We'll come back. More Rise Guys. We got birthdays. We got suckets. All kinds of stuff. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy.
If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now you can like or not, it really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments.
Blowing myself up.
Me too. I'm about to blowed up.
You just missed a big dance. It was a big one. It was a big dance going on.
Oh, was that not for video, that all that movement we were just doing?
Oh, it's on video.
Oh, part of it is. Okay, good.
You finna go and see it.
We're live video streaming this on our YouTube channel. It'll be on Instagram, Facebook, X, and other ones right after the show at The Rise Guys. But for now, the live stream with the chat is youtube.com/Rise Guys.
So many comments.
Yes.
I mean, you got like loopers in here. What's up, Josh? Coach Johnson, Daniel Snow.
If Double D's is not in there, I'm going to be pissed. If Triple D's is, I'm going to be worried.
Oh, you know Triple D's going to pop up.
Okay.
You know that's going to happen.
Did I not start this off the usual way?
You did not.
Okay.
You ain't done it.
You ain't.
Okay. What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments. Screenshot and sent in by many of you, the P1s, anonymously, of course, to theriseguys@AOL.com. And as always, names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid.
This is Facebook fussing.
Hell stupido.
I just get out of the, you know, the whole mindset. That was a fun little conversation we were having off the radio, too. I know that means nothing to you listening
know,
right now,
man.
But it's just fun.
That's why we got to have a patron so people can pay and listen to.
Yes. Tequila.
Everything.
Yes.
I get it.
Okay. Well, we talk about people.
Not bad, though.
Try not to, but sometimes you have to.
Again, if I talk about you on the radio, it means like I kind of respect you. Now, if I talk about you off the radio, it absolutely means I don't.
Did you know that?
I love that whole thing.
Come on. Whose face are you trying to save? Okay. Here we go. Hello to everyone in the chat. Here we go. Scene number one. These are link they, so we got to hit them up. Scene number one, playing the role of Yahoo McDaniels.
Yahoo.
Is Matt Man. Playing the role of Judy Jerry is Fat Boy. Playing the role of Catholic McCaffrey is Paige.
Another good one.
And playing the role of O.J. Spiller is Matt Man. And action. We simply cannot let them take our homes. You know, to some, these are just apartments that were built in the 1990s. But this is our home. Our 30 years of memories, friendships, and the, well, the best damn potlucks in Greenville. We need to stand together and fight these out-of-town corporate bags of dicks. Who's with me?
Yes. We are not just some line on the spreadsheet. We are a community. They think they can just waltz in here, buy up our building, and turn it into an overpriced luxury condos. For trust fund douchebags? Not on our watch, pal.
Oh, the dummies need therapy. It's a building, not the freaking peace center. Just take your security deposit and go touch some grass.
I refuse to let us become just another sad statistic of gentrification. Don't you realize the next time that you see sky, it'll be over another town. The next time you take a test, it'll be another school. Our parents, they want the best of stuff for us. But right now, they gotta do what's right for them because it's their time. Their time up there. But down here, this is our time.
Mr. Han.
Holy S. Yes. Yes. Flame emoji, flame emoji, flame emoji.
Well, that was moving, OJ Spiller. Heart emoji.
That literally gave me chills.
I just cried a little. This is what I'm talking about. Powerful words. Let's print this on signs. Put it on shirts. My grandma's got a cricket machine. LFG.
Oh, my God. You morons. That's literally from the Goonies. Y'all rallying behind a flippin' speech from the 80s movie with a mutant man child and a tumbler kid who does the ruffle shuffle.
Wait, what? No, that was real. That came from the heart. O.J. Spiller would never.
What? I'm Googling it right. Mother, what?
I regret nothing.
This is why we're all getting evicted.
I feel so betrayed right now. This is worse than when we found out that damn Pam from 69C was stealing everybody's Amazon packages.
Or when we all realized our maintenance guy's been fixing the same damn dryer for 17 years. Or when they lied and said the pool had the chemical in there that turns blue if someone pees in there.
Hey, I was just giving you guys the motivation that you needed. Doesn't matter where the words came from. What matter is that we stand together and...
Shut the hell up. You're already quoted a kid's movie, and these fools are not ready to war over it.
Suffering succotash. Okay, Christian McCaffrey. Excuse me, I'm sorry, Kathleen McCaffrey. Don't tell me to shut the hell up, you son of bitch. Honestly, though, should we still fight back, or is this rally dead?
I mean, we could still protest, or, hear me out, we just start looting early before the developers move in.
Now that's a cause I can get behind right there.
This is why we need to have some nice things.
I'm going to take my commode. I broke it in real good anyway.
Insane. So,
nice little improv there on that.
Dude, that's what thank you. I had to. I forgot to change the name in that one. And, one of the names I forgot to change, so I had to change it.
I like Paige's shift on that last one, too, where it
dude,
says...
so, just to... Fatboy did this thing years ago where he'd say, well, how do you want, like, for instance, he might say, how do you want Judy Jerry to sound? Well, Fatboy is really just making fun of Jerry Judy.
Pretty much.
So... I just put a name there, and he kind of, you know, ran with it. And then for Paige, I put old crotchety man with Irish accent. And, like, give her there.
That was like an Irish, isn't it? I was, like, trying to do it.
That was like a deep mountain Brogue. That was good.
Wait, it's Irish.
Your last name might be McFly. Holy moly.
Which means it's Mac in the South.
That's right. Hey, McFly.
Mac to you.
Where's McFly?
We're live video streaming this on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/riseguys, and it'll be on all our social media after the show concludes. I thought you were doing air quotes, but you were raising the roof.
Trying to.
I'll get it as close as we can. All right. Scene two, playing the role of Liddy, L-I-T-T-Y, Fat Boy. Playing the role of Hooch, Matt Man. Playing the role of Gay Tammy is Paige. Wow, playing the role of Dr. Bean is Fat Boy. And playing the role of MC Punk is Matt Man. All right, it's going to be hard. And action.
Hey, gang, I just wanted it to be known that I'm in no way involved with this donation rally to raise funds from a duder to get an A-word. I do not donut support her life choices these days and will not be sharing this begging for money with the GoDaddy campaign for shame.
Baby, I support you 110% and I always will.
Heart you, Hooch.
Also, it's a GoFundMe, not a GoDaddy.
Are you sure it's not a go F yourself, angry face emoji?
All right, now. I was just trying to help out, not trying to be rude.
Well, how can I change it now?
I don't know. Maybe you go Google it?
Well, I don't get it. Kale is doing a GoDaddy for an A-word? You talking about her boyfriend? Because he's a real A-word?
I ain't saying, but you can about figure it out. Gay Tammy, as a family, we don't support her decision.
What is the GoDaddy for? Doody.
GoDaddy, not Go Duty.
It's GoFundMe, not GoDaddy.
Hooch. Now I done told you today ain't the day, and I'm not the bitch to blank with.
Can I make a guess, Liddy?
I'ma message you, I reckon. Emoji with red face, evil eyebrows.
It's the A and Kel. It's getting it, is it ass surgery?
Not your brain. Why would you say that?
Well, she ain't got no butt.
Yes, flat as a darn pancake.
Huge.
Well, she don't, Liddy. I'd like to throw my hat in the ring and guess the A word. Is it Adderall?
Who in the duck are you, and why would you even say that about my daughter?
Oh, hey, Liddy. I'm friends with Dr. Bean. Sorry.
Dear God, MC Punk. Chill out, man, for real.
Yeah, don't be posting on my page if you don't know my daughter, MC Punk.
Oh, but I do, Kel. I do know Kel, Miss Liddy.
And just how do you know my Kel?
Because I used to sell her Adderall.
Insane.
Break it down. Live from CallRob.com studio here in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say, famous people, you were born today. Happy birthday.
Suck it. Let's start with half of the comedy duo Key and Peele.
Keegan-Michael Key?
It is not Keegan-Michael Key. It's Jordan Peele's birthday.
Oh.
Peele. Of course, he wrote and directed Get Out, Us, and Nope.
His
movies.
His sister Orange owns a bar in Nashville.
Orange. Oh, okay. Orange.
He also used to host, it says here, the Twilight Zone.
Orange Peel.
I know.
Oh, okay. Yes, he did. And it was not bad, but it wasn't great either. I mean, nothing's going to touch the original.
Uh-uh.
I mean,
no, it's just, no.
That's bizarre.
Yeah.
But, you know, Forrest Whitaker did that, too. He hosted for a little bit.
Yeah. He played a good king that one time. Had a little bit of a speech impediment.
He told you not to mess with his car, too, I believe.
Lincoln kills.
Don't fool with it.
What do you think, Paige? I'll be honest and tell you, I've already forgotten who we're guessing.
Jordan Peele.
Yes.
48?
I'll go with that.
Well, you shouldn't.
Oh.
Jordan Peele's 46 years old today.
I was close. Damn it.
You were. Close, but no cigar.
Oh.
This is on the soundtrack for the movie Can't Hardly Wait. This lady was in this music video with Smash Mouth.
Smash Mouth.
She has three names. Her middle name is her
Jennifer
nickname.
Love Hewitt?
It is Jennifer Love Hewitt. And she's still great.
Is she? Like, man, I was just thinking, what happened with her? Because I don't want to ever assume, because you don't see people anymore, so, oh, their star's fallen. Like, maybe they started a family or...
She's good looking.
She's pretty.
She always she's funny had, too. Like,
but now she's got like a womanly body, if you know what I'm saying. But she got some curves.
Oh.
So she's still got
wow
gigantic boobs.
I mean, there's just
but man, I do too. So
you women that are and dudes too. That if you're just naturally good looking, like you don't realize the leg you've got up on the rest of them.
Or the leg you want to throw.
Yeah. No. God, man. She's like, I can't believe she's like a MILF now.
Yeah.
Or whatever. What do you call that? What's the cool word for MILF now? It's not cool anymore.
It's not cougar, is it?
No. It's not mature because that's old, like really, you know.
Round the way, girl?
I don't know. Good time, Sally? Finger blank.
Yeah, the other Sally. I got the wrong one.
The David Allen Coe song. 51.
Where were we at? 46?
Jordan Peele is 46.
I'll say 47.
Should have stuck with 46. She's also 46 years old.
Wow.
I know she started young. They're going to do another, I think I Know What You Did Last Summer. So that's not what it's called, but I think that's what they're going to do.
Oh.
She'll be in that.
Oh.
Let's go with the Baldwin brother.
Oh, Daniel.
No, this
Billy.
Billy. Is Billy Baldwin. I was going to give you this Baldwin brother started in his own Calvin Klein ad, one of the most successful ones right up there with Mark Wahlberg. It is Billy Baldwin's birthday.
Okay, I was thinking that was who it was. It certainly wasn't Alec.
Billy wasn't Daniel. They don't. I think Stephen and Daniel talk to each other. I think Billy and Alec, you know, the family split but because of politics. You know, Stephen and Daniel are big Trumpers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but, you know, look, I look at it this way, too. Like, again, nothing against actors, Paige. But, like, maybe that's even a ruse. Like, they're like, hey, guys, we're all actors. Let's have some fun going on. Where instead of it being about football teams, let's make it about politics.
Let's be really divisive.
I'd hate for them to not get along because of that.
Yeah. 56?
I'll go with that.
Billy is 62 years old. Let me tell you something.
Wow.
Backdraft 2, if you ever find it, ain't a bad movie.
It is a good movie.
It was straight to DVD, but
it's
I'm like...
It's kind of sad.
Was it straight to DVD to Dollar General? Like, it might have been like... At?
I caught it on a streamer. I'm like, I'll give it a chance. It's
was
not
it on Loopy?
It's not going to live up to the original, but it wasn't bad.
I was watching on Lil Tucci yesterday.
I think it was Steven that said when he announced for Trump, you know, Billy was immediately texting him like,
yeah,
you know, what are you doing? Like, they immediately started fighting. Sucks, man.
Oh God.
Here's another three-name lady.
Mary Chapin Carpenter.
It is Mary Chapin Carpenter's right. MCC. Moon is out. I want to head on over to
the twist and shout. Is she in the Men?
I don't know. I don't know what she's up to now.
Can't remember.
I want to dance with.
I tell you, the one song she had that I absolutely could not stand was "Sometimes You're the Windshield, Sometimes You're the."
I thought you were going to say "Passionate Kisses." I don't
sometimes
like.
Sometimes you're the bug. Sometimes you. I hated that song.
The bugs.
Sometimes you're the log and I'm the paper.
Oh man.
Ew.
One of those.
How old is?
I don't even know what she looks like.
You don't like Shut Up and Kiss Me? Maybe I should have played that one.
Play it.
I forgot about
I
that one.
To sound
play
like.
That one.
See if I got it.
Oh, no. You've already said you've got several birthday ones.
Okay, never mind.
Or weekend
never mind.
Well, I can do what I want.
Well, I'm still going to guess she says 64.
63.
Mary Chapin Carpenter is... Carpenter? God dang it. 67 years old.
We're 67. Just all over the place, I swear.
Oh, listen, I got it. We can play a little sample of it.
My boss is a Jewish carpenter. Mm.
Well, he's hanging out on our door, little bitty Jesus. We got
probably
tiny Jesus.
Charging a lot for labor.
Oh, I remember it now. Yeah, this is kind of, she kind of put some into this
kind
one.
Of a dirty song. I like
put
it.
Put some lip in it.
It sounds like Winona wrote it.
Uh-huh.
Not Winona, Winona.
Winona.
Not Miss Ryder, Miss Judd.
God, what if she did?
Tell me.
I think she'd get Melissa Etheridge for sure on this.
I think Winona wrote it. Winona, damn it.
I might have to look that one up and see if she did.
Which Nona did?
Why?
Oh.
I can't get to the chorus fast
not
enough.
Not with. Why?
Oh, okay. I wanted the chorus.
How old is Winona Judd Page?
Jesus.
No, it's Mary Chapin Carpenter's birthday.
Yep. But now it's Kelsey Grammer's birthday.
Oh.
Oh.
Big phrase.
Is it a big birthday?
Might be.
Oh, might be. Where are we at? Okay.
Might be for old Kelsey.
I'll say if it's not okay.
69.
70.
He is 70 years old today. Frazier.
I one upped you again.
Well, I'll up you later. I mean, hang not on, like buddy. God
hang
bless.
On, buddy.
Give me a heart attack over here.
Well, you just wait.
Oh. This gentleman.
Your eyes are going to look like a slot machine, woman.
Ding, ding.
Lucky seven. Always bet on black. What? I don't know.
Passenger 57. Always bet on black.
Yeah. Wesley Snipes. Well, never what mind. Happened to that guy? He's went wild.
Mm-mm. Can you guess who this might be?
Peter Townsend.
Nope. Nobody from The Who.
Oh.
Where else do you know this song from?
A TV show.
Yes, sir.
CSI?
It is CSI.
Ah, great.
Christopher Maloney.
Yeah.
Maloney.
Nope.
Melania.
He's on Law and Order Criminal Intent.
Is he married to Trump, Christopher Melania?
Or not Criminal Intent.
I think
dude,
he is.
Admit it. Like, you watch those shows and you can't remember all the.
He's on the organized crime. That's one he's on.
God. And now there's one, like, Hawaii version with, like, is LL Cool J.
How do you
cool
keep
James
up with all this? Are there interlocking storylines between the shows? Or
yeah, do they have crossovers?
I don't know. Like, those are.
Thank you for that one.
I watch Law and Orders, but I don't watch them. And I haven't watched CSI since this gentleman left, Gil Grissom.
Oh, man.
William Peterson.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Grissom was great.
Better with the. He looked way younger with the beard. He shaved it off. He looked like.
Didn't hey, look right.
What time does gym start for the ladies?
Gym teacher?
Yeah.
Okay.
When he was in the first Hannibal or whatever?
Yeah. Ooh. 74.
75.
Grissom. William Peterson is 72.
Is he related to Marquise Grissom by chance?
They are cousins.
I thought.
Let's see if you can name this theme song. Might be a tough one. I didn't catch it much the first go around. I'm going to have to go back and watch it. It's a cop show.
Cagney and Lacey.
It is Cagney and Lacey.
Oh, my mom used to like this show.
Yep. It is. Tim's sister's birthday.
Tyne Daly.
Tyne Daly.
Tyne Daly.
Like, that's one of those, like, which one would you? Neither. No.
All of them.
Joe Hackett's sister.
Jump off the top of the police station. man, I have no clue. 75?
76.
I mean, that was early 80s, so it might be 80.
You said 76 and 75?
Yeah.
Tyne Daly is 79.
Whoa.
Ah.
Years old today.
Poo-poo.
I tell you real quick, we got a Saturday birthday. Dr. J. You want to guess Dr. J?
Julius Irvin. How old?
He was just at All-Star Weekend, too.
66.
This is a big one.
80.
Nope.
75.
81. He is 75 years old. Sunday's birthday. This gentleman is from Bennettsville, South Carolina. He's coming to Spartanburg here soon. Reclaiming his career, I guess, because he had some allegations.
Uh-oh.
Against him.
Uh-oh.
Aziz Ansari.
Oh, boy.
From Marlboro County.
What's he going? Is he going to be at the fairgrounds?
He's going to be at Spartanburg Memorial Auditorium.
That's where everybody goes. Anybody goes to the fairgrounds.
I know.
He's Tom from Parks and Rec.
Yes.
30 seconds or less, he was great in.
43.
45. 42 is Aziz Ansari. I actually knew that one. And I got to tell you, happy.
Ooh, Ansari.
Happy heavenly birthday to Professor Snape, a.k.a. Aww. Hans Gruber. Alan Rickman would have been 79 years old today. John McClane. And Rue McClanahan, Blanche, would have been 91 years old.
Do you remember how she said, how the character Blanche would say to make the perfect, to draw the perfect bath?
What'd she say?
You put enough in there to cover your perky bosom.
You say perky bosom.
Perky bosom.
She did.
I'll never forget that. It's like, I just put enough in there to cover my perky bosom. I was like, perky? Come on.
Still crazy that Estelle Getty was the youngest of the cast when she was playing
that
the oldest.
That was a mind blank.
Yeah.
Also, when you realize there were two Olsen sisters, I just thought the one had a long name. Her name's Mary-Kate Ashley. Because they didn't put an and. They just combined it into one word. I'm like.
There's actually like three or four, right?
There's two. Is there like there
Elizabeth Olsen. And then there's another one.
Merlin.
Might be. That's their uncle, right?
Merlin Olsen.
The magician.
Olsen. Greg Olsen, former Panther.
Two G's. Catcher.
Yes.
You are. Tonight.
CHCH. What's missing? You are.
Here's my song called Teeth Marks on the Pillowcase.
No. Close.
We got a new artist coming up, old Matt Man, Teeth Marks on the Pillowcase.
You know what?
12 in a row. We're going to play it 12 times in a row.
Stretch marks on your t-shirt.
Stretch marks on the corners of your mouth.
That's skid marks. Paige, I thought you were superb today.
Oh.
I thought you've shared so much about yourself this week.
Surely did.
And not saying this offensively, not stuff that people asked about. But
or cared.
No, but the fact, I was thinking like weeks ago, so I'd never known anyone with jaundice before. And now
I do. Well, now you do.
Something else, too, that came up that was... I don't know. She's looking for something, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
What am I looking for?
That, when you were talking about, I don't need no man, you're like, wait a minute. Yes,
well,
I do.
Well, that was just kind of bitchy to say, so I backtracked.
But you were talking about...
Well, of course, everybody needs that. I mean, I... yeah.
He's going to be backtracking into one this weekend.
I don't have Tourette's.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that might be Monday.
Get reverse diarrhea.
You don't even know what kind of eggs them is.
Yeah, I do, too.
They're
fish
chicken.
Eggs.
Chicken.
Thank you for listening. Have a blessed
Lucy's
weekend. Let's get Paige a car service home. And thanks for listening. Have a blessed weekend. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.